Hi, my name's Wyatt Smith. I'm in the group Physisaurus Rex, and I'm responding to the critical thinking skills article. When I first read this, I basically feel overwhelmed. I feel like it's asking you to be educated and professional in every area where you feel like it's necessary or where you want to form an opinion, and I don't think that that's humanly possible. You know, it's asking you to go out and research everything, and which is good, and it's necessary to form an opinion and voice an opinion. However, you can't do that to a certain extent, because if you want to form an opinion, you'd have to dedicate your entire life just to one opinion, just to researching this, because opinions are constantly changing, facts are coming in, new information, and you'd have to dedicate your entire life just to forming one opinion, and that's impossible. And it's just too much information. But I feel like it's human nature to form an opinion on minimal information. As soon as you hear something, I mean, you immediately form an opinion. I don't think there's any way that you can't form an opinion of some sort. But it's whether or not you go out and voice that opinion. If you just hear a little bit of information, if you just have a little shred of evidence, if you have a minimal experience, and you go out and you voice this opinion, you basically have no credibility, and, you know, I mean, you're not educated, and you have no credibility, nobody should listen to you. However, plenty of people do that, but I think that this article understands that this isn't possible. I think, you know, this is the perfect scenario, this is the perfect situation. It's something to strive for. They know that it's not possible to be, you know, the professional in every single area, but that's what you work for. And in order to form an educated opinion, you have to strive for that level. Let's see. So this is basically just this is the way to make an educated opinion. The article also asks, can we not be biased? And can we not see? Let's see, what is it? And how can we look through the world with unfettered eyes? And says it seems impossible. I don't necessarily agree with this. I think that it definitely is impossible. I think that you're brought up in a way and you're socialized in a way that is unique to you. You don't have the exact same experiences as another person. So I think, therefore, you can never look through the eyes of another human being exactly. But what you can try and do is be relative and look through the eyes of another person with your experience with that person, judging their, you know, their experiences, how they would feel, things like that. So I think, no, that it's entirely impossible to not be biased and to be free from bias. Let's see. It also says, it talks about scientists. And it says, are scientists different than regular people? Do they see world in a more objective manner than regular people? Or do they understand the world better than regular people? It says, no. I think that some people naturally are brought up in a way where they use the critical thinking skills method without being necessarily taught it by reading an article about it, but just taught it by that's the way they were brought up. Some people are good at it. They learn to question. They learn to research. And it's just in their nature to do these sort of things. And so, no, I don't think scientists are necessarily better at it. However, scientists do have a formal training in the area. This is what they do for a living. This is how they work. If they don't learn to think critically, if they don't learn to use this problem-solving method, then they're not going to be successful in their job. They're not going to be able to do a thorough job. So I think overall they have more experience in the area. But how does the problem solving method use critical thinking? I think that the problem solving method is critical thinking. I think that when you're using the physics problem solving method, you have to gain as much information as you can, gain as much information as possible, you know, and understand that information. So you think about that information very carefully, understand exactly what the scenario is, exactly what's going on, and then you have to learn to question the source. You can't just take somebody's word for it, but in some ways you have to be trusting, and that's something I feel the article sort of left out, is you can do research about it, but you also have to be trusting about the sources. So that's another observation and opinion you're going to have to make. So you get as much information as you can, you think carefully about it, and you question the source, and then you answer it, and you have to be willing to take responsibility for your answer, whether it's a problem or whether it's an opinion that you're basing out to the world. I think that, I mean, you have to be able to take responsibility. If it's wrong, you have to be able to say it's wrong and change it as quick as you can so nobody's getting false information, because people are also going to use your opinion to base their opinion. And so that's just how it works. I think that critical thinking skills are necessary in your life. I think that you use them, I mean, you're using them all the time. You're using them when you're dealing with relationships. You use them when you're dealing with school, job, whatever it is. You're using critical thinking. And if you have a formal training, or if you can get a better understanding, and then you can have a better insight on life and better ways to deal with problems. And so that's why I think that some people seem to do it better than others, but it's definitely a necessity. It also asks for a experience that we've had with somebody who does not use, you know, critical thinking, or does not get their opinions based on the definition that we agreed upon. And I think that this happens all the time. I mean, it's happening in most conversations that people have. And but for example, one thing, when I thought about it, one thing that popped out in my mind was, it happens to me about every Tuesday and Thursday in my sociology class. I enjoy the class. I have a good teacher. But there's one girl in particular in the class who seems to be extremely opinionated, however, does not seem to have any information to back it up. She makes these strong opinions and these strong statements, and then when asked, you know, why, when asked, what information do you have, can you give me some experience about this area, she has no experience, no information, and it's just kind of like, why do you think that? Oh, well, just because, that's what I think. And there's no credibility involved there. And I think this happens in many different, like, relationships and conversations. You talk to the person, and you have to come to, like, some understanding with the person, and you kind of understand where they're coming from, the information that they have, the sources they got it from. And if somebody doesn't have any of that, their argument and their part of the conversation really has no value at all. So I think that this happens all too often, and I think that it happens in almost, you know, every conversation. People get opinions based on, you know, minimal information, that they're not researched, and just voice opinions that have no credibility whatsoever. So that's basically how I feel about critical thinking. I feel like it's important, it's necessary, and we do it more than we think, so good formal training in this area is definitely going to help you throughout your life. So yeah, there's my response, and I will see you soon. Bye.